This is episode 1720. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to discover a breathing technique to help you calm your mind and body instantly. This is a breathing technique I do every time I sit down to meditate. I've shared it with you before in past episodes, and it's so valuable that I thought I would share it again as you explore this week's theme of friendship. And the overall theme is love. The aspect of love we're exploring this week is all about friendship. And in this series, I'm sharing with you insight from famous thinkers throughout history and what they have to say about friendship. The notion of friendship has changed throughout the ages. And today, friendship is ever more important, especially if you live in a culture that's transient, where people are moving quite a bit. And what this does is this breaks those bonds of family and support from loved ones that are so necessary, that are so essential. And this can create depression and isolation unless you surround yourself with a core group of friends or even one close friend. So friends in many cultures that are very transient, like in the United States where I live, are replacing those family ties. And I notice this because I live in Florida, but I'm from Washington State, and most of my family is still there. And so I find that I rely on my friends a great deal, especially when it comes to support when I'm going through a difficult time. I find my friends are actually a bigger part of my life than my extended family. This might be the same for you. And I thought I would share with you Aristotle's notion of friendship. Aristotle is widely considered to be one of the most brilliant and thoughtful of the Western philosophers. His work continues to be quoted today. So for more than 2,000 years, he has remained a top thinker. And here is what he had to say about friendship. In poverty, as well as in other misfortunes, people suppose that friends are their only refuge. And friendship is a help to the young in saving them from error, just as it is to the old, with a view to the care they require and their diminished capacity for action stemming from their weakness. It is a help also to those in their prime in performing noble actions, for two going together are better able to think and to act. Aristotle outlines three kinds of friendships. He talks about accidental friendships, and he says that these are the kind of friendships that we make without realizing we're actually creating a friendship. And the first is a friendship of utility. In this kind of a friendship, the friends are not necessarily friends because they feel a strong affection for each other. Rather, they view their friendship as one that benefits each other. And this relationship can be temporary. Whenever it's served its purpose, then usually the friendship ends, so it doesn't always last. And Aristotle talks about these kinds of friendships as being common among older people, people who may need to rely on each other in their old age. You could also think of a business or a work relationship in this way. You may have a project that you're working over extensively, so you're spending a lot of time together. But as soon as the project is over, you may go your separate ways. The second kind of friendship that Aristotle considers to be an accidental type of friendship is one that has to do with pleasure. And this, he says, is more common among younger people. You might be on the same sports team as someone when you're younger, and so you're great friends because you're sharing this fun experience. Or maybe when you went to college, or maybe as you were growing up, the neighbors next door, you shared the same interest or living space, and it wasn't intentional. It just happened to be that you were placed in proximity with someone, and when you move on, you may not continue with this kind of a friendship. The final friendship, the third friendship he talks about, is what he calls the friendship of the good. And this is the kind of friendship that can take time to build and evolve. This is the kind of friendship that depends on mutual growth. It's a relationship that endures over time, and it's based on a similar set of values. So it's the kind of friendship that we all crave. And it's good to have at least one friend who you feel you can rely on in your times of greatest need, that they're always there. Maybe you've known this person for most of your life. This is someone who cares for you and will continue to be there with you through the ups and downs and the twists and turns of your life. They help to maintain mental and emotional health, and they do require some maintenance. They require some interaction together. And a friend like this can be one of your greatest gifts. So as you do the meditation today, I want to share with you a breathing technique that you can do that is calming and relaxing. It is the Hong Sa breathing technique. And as I mentioned, I've shared this before with you, and the word Hong Sa, it's Hong, H-O-N-G, just like Hong Kong, and Sa is spelled S-A-U. It's pronounced like S-A-W, like the English word Sa. And what it means is I am thee or I am thine. It's the ancient Indian Sanskrit word for a connection with the divine. And that's truly what Aristotle's friendship of the good represents. It is a connection with one other person that brings out the very best of who you are. And that's what meditation will do for you as well. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditation, you may find that on the Sipinome meditation app. That is where I share a daily guided meditation. And there are over 1,700 meditations there. And you can try this app for 2 weeks free. You receive a friendship journal for this week, as well as a friendship guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you. Again, that is the Sip and Om meditation app. It is 2 weeks free access to all the different meditations there. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to do the Hong Sa breathing technique, I'll guide you through a round and then you can take it from there as you include it in your meditation ritual today. To do the technique, inhale and exhale through your nose. And on the inhale, mentally repeat Hong. And on the exhale, mentally repeat Sa. This is a technique I do every time I meditate, so I do it daily, and it helps to refocus your thoughts. So when your mind wanders, you can bring it back to the Hong Sa technique. And as you inhale, mentally repeating Hong, you can curl your left index finger to your palm. And as you exhale Sa, you can uncurl your finger. So you've got a couple things going on to help refocus your thoughts. It works beautifully and it calms your mind and body just as it has done for thousands of years for millions, billions of people. So settle yourself down and as you inhale, gently glide your index finger to your palm, inhaling Hong. And as you exhale, uncurl your index finger and mentally repeat Sa. Hong on the inhale, Sa on the exhale. Now take this into your meditation. You are so worth slowing down for.